Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
That was fun.
We're in the middle of the Christina Lu Show, the first of the year. We just finished a wonderful segment with Jack Sherman, the Nassau County Controller, making an announcement for a prescription plan that will be beneficial to our seniors, but also for people who have pets and unfortunately have the burden of getting medication for their pets. And what I'm going to do is immediately throw it to Christina because she can help people out in the process.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's really for anyone. You know, like I said, just while being on that 15-minute segment, I pulled up the website. And, you know, like the bottom line is, who doesn't want to save money any way that we can? You know, and it's the fact that there's so many different people. And like I said, I like that it's user-friendly, the website. And obviously, if you can't access, you know, the website, you could absolutely call 311 and we could help, you know, facilitate getting you a card, you know, because it's really, like I said, the only information you're at there, they asked me for was my name and my email address. So
it's not just medications, though. I heard vision.
Yeah, there's so much. There's dental. I mean, we all know how expensive dentist things get. You know, just on here on the main page, there's the no cost prescription discount program. That's what I had signed up. And then there's low cost health discounts. And that's on vision services, hearing aids, screenings, supply, diabetes supplies, lab work even. Then there's low cost dental discounts, which helps on checkups, cleanings, fillings, crowns. I mean, I think we all know how expensive dental bills can be a lot of times. And they also had even at medical walk-in clinic, they have, and it looks like a lot of CVSs are participating in it. But like I said, on the website, there's a little bar and it tells you, you know, you type in your zip code and it'll pull up the nearest pharmacies that are participating in this program. So
perfect. Actually, what I'm going to do is everybody has the 311. If you have a question about it and you want help, call 311. Also, I want to give out Jack's number, his office again, which is 516-571-2386. 516-571-2386. Feel free. Call his office to get more information, to get guidance, to get whatever you need. We are fortunate, both in Nassau County and in the town of North Hempstead, to have elected officials that are there to serve. And that's not condescending, that's honest. An elected official is there for the people, and we are gifted with Nassau County, with Laura, with Jack, with Madeline, and then we come over to, of course, in North Hempstead between Judy, Wayne, Charlie, etc. We are gifted that we have everybody watching out for us. So again, Jack's number is 516-571-2386 and the regular 311 number.
Absolutely. You know, and I'm just looking at the and what the thing that I was talking about, I signed up for the no cost prescription discount program. And that's the thing that's really easy and no cost. The other one, the low cost health discounts, which is like, it's more of a program. So it looks like there's a slight charge if you need to get some kind of vision services or screenings. So that's what it looks like there. But as far as the prescription discount program goes, that's completely free. So,
okay, good.
Absolutely. So that was exciting. That was a really hot off the press. I like that. I like that we got some really great tips, and I definitely want to get out to the PI members. And what's actually super interesting was that earlier today, you know, I saw this article and it was I think was on Health News or something. And it was saying, you know, obviously managing your depression and anxiety during this COVID-19 time. And it was just talking about all the stress that people are facing, and it gave some tips because it was saying, which is ties in, and everyone knows how much I love when things tie into a topic on the show. Prescription fills for depression and anxiety actually peaked in 2020. And in this article. It's a very long article, but what they were saying were just different tips. And because a lot of people actually are having a lot of anxiety and stress related to the cost of prescription medicine. So it actually magically, and I didn't even mean for it to happen. I'll give you guys a little spoiler alert. Somehow it just popped up on my thing. I think it was the universe's way of telling us. But in this article, it gave you tips how to reduce stress. And obviously it was saying, get a good night's sleep, keep a routine, practice gratefulness and mindfulness. And I think everyone knows that on this show, we try to really push that one. But it was talking about the prescription medicines. And it was saying to, if you look at these at different websites, you know, shop around. So now having this kind of tool, I think, is very exciting. And plus a lot of these pharmacies that participated, and I saw there might have been, you know, some local ones. And they also, I know, offer a lot of times contactless delivery, because, you know, for those of you who don't want to go out or whatnot, you know, so there are a lot of things to help ease your stress. So I think it's really great that this is just another tool that we can put in. And like I said, it took me 2 seconds to get that little card. So it's really, it's definitely something important. So I like that tied in with reducing stress.
I agree. The other thing I want to just bring up is, and I think it's pretty interesting, and it just shows what a good job we, meaning Dan, Christina, Otto, and myself, are doing on this show. They reached out to us. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a matter that Christina is looking for something to put in the slot. And we created the slot to give Jack an opportunity here to say something special. I mean, we're booked through March or something like that. So, I mean, it's not a matter that a person come on and get a whole hour. But you know, you have something of importance, we are more than willing. That's the purpose of this program, to share with you stuff that's going to help a person in general. It doesn't have to be a senior. We geared towards seniors, but a person in general.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, like I said, at this time, obviously we all know we're all living in a very stressful time. So I think having anything that can kind of lessen the burden, is certainly beneficial. So I'm glad we have a new tool for our toolbox. And what I was also just want to say, like I said, I think it's very important to focus on mental health during this time. You know, I can't stress enough. That was kind of my 2021 mantra. I was trying to start the year off, was kind of getting that more under control. Cause like I said, 2020 was certainly heavy. And then listen, we went into 2021 and it was still a little rocky things. Stress, it certainly didn't help my stress level by any means. I went in really hopeful and then was hit kind of with a tidal wave. But I think it's really something we all need to practice, especially just finding whatever it is that helps you kind of de-stress and just take some time to really, really just get your mental health straight. Because I feel like, you know, I see it everywhere, everyone I talk to or see, you know, and everyone's handling it in different ways, but I see the toll already that it's this whole experience and just 2020, you know, even outside of COVID, you know, everything that kind of trickled off of that and I felt it impacting myself too. So I actively was trying to do things, you know, what my things are might not be for everyone, but listen, I spent my holiday break in my house just trying to organize things, because I feel, you know, my mom laughed at me this year because, you know, normally my things that I want for Christmas are, you know, a little more, you know, oh, I want this sweater, I want this ring, you know. This year I had asked for, she started laughing, a bunch of like organizing products. And she was like, what? And I said, I'm just trying to organize my life. And I feel like just to give some kind of clarity, and you feel great, I have to say. And I cannot wait. I know, I think it's in February we're going to have on Barbara Feldman, who has been on numerous times. She is our organizing guru, and I love listening to that. And I have to say, I felt so good, and it was something so simple. Listen, I had a bunch of tasks. One was my closet that has all my serving ware, which if anyone knows me knows that that's very intense. It's essentially a walk-in closet of like platters. So I was just like, you know, I need to have this tidy. So I pulled everything out. My husband was laughing at me. My cousin who's staying with me was like, what are you doing at midnight? You know, because I like to do it kind of in the wee, you know, the nighttime when no one is bothering me. And I said, I'm organizing the closet. Clearly, like, who doesn't do this at midnight? So I had pulled everything out. I felt, you know, everything is so organized. I wrote down what's on each shelf, so this way I know what I'm looking for. You know, I have all my holiday things together, and I bought like this little I was very proud of myself, guys. And like I said, it made me something doing that. And it sounds silly, you know, we'll laugh about it, but really when I go in there to get something now, it's just like a very nice feeling. And I cleaned up my battery drawer. I mean, something on a smaller scale. I was like, let me organize these batteries. I'm trying to, cause everything was, it was one of those drawers that, you know, becomes kind of difficult to open. And you're like, what is it? Cause right under it is my manual drawer, which Lord, that I don't even know what was inside that manual drawer. Between the Bed Bath and Beyond coupons and all the manuals, it was impossible. So I just pulled that. And like, I always think of what Barbara Feldman had said about, you just focus your task on one thing, right? And it could just be a simple draw and say, you know what, I'm just going to organize this draw. And it makes life easier. And it's something so silly. When I'm telling you, the battery draw, I was like, the fact that I can just open this and see all the batteries that are here. And I'm always like, who needs a battery? You know,
I have a battery box.
Yes,
I like battery box.
But it really is. And like, you know what I'm saying? So for me, that's what I'm choosing for 2021 to kind of do, is just declutter. You know, I feel like my head itself is so cluttered. So having my space, you know, being in my house, I think even more so makes it, you know, you're more aware of all these things. So that's kind of what I've been doing. You know, I don't know.
Just to interrupt, we're going to have a break coming up in a minute or two, but just to interrupt, I do think what you have created there is a terrible thing, because now when Jay is mad at you, he can go in and change the list and we put them on different shelves.
He doesn't know where my list is. Yep. He doesn't know where my secret files are, but he was so happy, you know, because he laughs at me because obviously I have a little excessive amount of serving ware. But he was like, he was very impressed himself. So, you know, it really, it was beneficial for everyone.
How many closets do you have?
I have a lot. Luckily, my house is I have a lot of closets.
We have to take a break. What happens is Otto asks the question. It always takes like 15 minutes to answer. How many closets? Oh my God, I could just imagine. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back to find out how many closets she has.